little upbeat type of song, wasn't it? A little upbeat there. That's cute. It is a beautiful day, isn't it? It's a gorgeous day. We're beginning to maybe need a little rain here and there, but we've had some wonderful weather here lately. It's just gorgeous outside. Gorgeous, gorgeous. All right, are we doing nursery today?
Yes, we're
doing
nursery.
All right, there we go. All right, looking good. By the way, Matthew calls in young one time. Yes. I just need to take your little mama business there real quick.
Going in different directions.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. You know, we got a small group today, and maybe this may be a good time to have a small group, because this subject that we're going to talk about today is absolutely, when we get into the book of Revelation and we get into talking about the second coming of Jesus, we talk about heaven and all the series that we're in, this subject, and I'm going to spend probably about 2 or 3 weeks on this subject, is the number one most confused that people get about this subject. Anybody want to take a guess what it is? Well, but it's after the rapture of the church, and the tribulation comes what? The what? The millennium. 1,000-year reign on earth. People have all types of questions to me on what is it? Why is it? What's going to happen? Because it says that we bound Satan for a while, but then he's loose again at the end of this 1,000 years. And people don't understand why that is. So with a small group like this, let me try to walk you through so that you really have as much of a clear idea of what this subject is about. Remember, we're in the church age. That's right now. We're the church age. When the trumpet sounds, we're going into the rapture, which means those of us who are alive get caught up in the air and get changed in the twinkling of an eye. Those of us who have gone on to be with the Lord, our old body in that grave comes up, we get a new body, and now we all got new bodies, and it's a wonderful time for eternity and eternity. Then, we go through this 7-year tribulation period of time. Those who are left behind, believe me, you don't want to be left behind during that deal. Then we have what we call the second coming of Jesus Christ. It happens at the Battle of Armageddon, which is where Jesus comes back to set up his throne here on earth. He's going to defeat Satan, and he's going to put him away for a while during this 1,000-year called the millennium. Now, what is this all about? And what's going to happen during this time? Let's take a look at it. All right, Larry, here we go. What is the millennium? And it simply means 1,000 years. That's what the term means. That's a Greek word, but it means 1,000 years. All right, Larry. Look what the scripture says. Come out of Revelation chapter 40. The only time that you see this 1,000 years is in chapter 20 of the book of Revelation. Now, several times it's in here. I just picked this one verse. John says, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus, and the word of God, and such as worship not the beast, neither his image, and received not the mark upon their forehead and upon their hand, and they lived and reigned with Christ, what?
1,000 years.
What's it say?
1,000 years.
Now, when we look at this, this is going to be, in my opinion, some of the greatest times in history. Now, we haven't got to the streets of gold. We haven't got to the heavenly city that's above in the sky at the time. But this is going to be a wonderful time on this planet. On this planet. Because it's not going to be run. I mean, ruined, but ruined. It's not going to be run by kings, men, women. It's going to be run by Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, here biology like this. When we talk about what's heaven going to be like, well, this is just sort of the introduction. This is 1,000 years. This is just an introduction to sort of what heaven's leading into for eternity. Now let's break this down. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. Now, that's just a fancy way of saying we're going to help Jesus run things around here on this planet for 1,000 years. Remember we talked about the more loyal I am to Jesus in this lifetime, the more responsibility that I take, the more that I do for Jesus in this lifetime is going to give me a lot more responsibility when I get into heaven. And this 1,000 years, when it says up here, thrones and judgments was given unto them, he's going to let us, his people, who were faithful during the church age, help him rule over this 1,000 years. Who knows what all we're going to be doing and where we're going to be doing it. Remember that when you want to have a body like this. I'm going to have a heavenly body. So who knows what I may be able to blink my eyes and go clear across the world. I don't know. But we're going to be able to rule this world. Now, people ask me this all the time. Let me take you a little deeper. Who are we going to rule over? You ever thought about that? I mean, we're all part of the Christian group. Who's your rule over? So let me take you deep here a second. At the Battle of Armageddon, when Jesus comes back to defeat Satan, you know about this battle. You've heard about this battle. Well, there's literally going to be people who are going to hide from the Antichrist during this 7 years. And somehow or another, they're going to elude Satan. They're not going to be part of the beast. Look what happens here. And I saw the souls of them that had been beheaded by the testimony of Jesus. Now this is the people who said they would not serve Jesus and their heads were cut off. You can't be saved during the tribulation period, but more likely it's going to cost you your life. You with me? Say amen. Alright? The souls of them that had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and the word of God, and such as worshipped not the beast, neither his image, received not the mark. They didn't take anything like that. But believe it or not, most Christian scholars believe some people will survive this. They didn't take the mark. Satan didn't find them. And they survived. So after the Battle of Armageddon, where are they going to go? They're going to be right here on this planet. And that could be thousands, thousands, thousands. Now let me take you again, I gotta take you a little deeper here, that's why I got a small group. Let me tell you something. They're not gonna have the new body like you and I are gonna have. Because they were part of the rapture. Remember, they got left behind. But yet they believed in Jesus Christ. They got saved during the tribulation. And Satan didn't catch them, didn't find them. Who knows where they could be in that? So now we got who knows how many people who are now going into this millennial period who are going to have bodies just like I got right here. Now, when you get to thinking along these lines, you get, see, this is stuff maybe you've never heard before, but understand this is who we're going to rule over. Now, here's what's great. These people will probably never die. Even though they've got flesh, they're going to be changed at a certain time. And we're going to talk about that. But understand, I'm setting this up for something to why Satan's going to be loosed one more time. So who are we going to rule over? We're going to be ruled over by the people who were left behind during the Battle of Armageddon and survived it in our Christian. Now, Jesus is going to be the king. He's going to provide for these people. It's going to be a wonderful time for these people. But again, they're not going to have the new heavenly body like you and I are going to have. Okay? But they are going to be Christian people, and they're going to need people to sort of rule over them a little bit. These people are not going to want for anything. Jesus is going to feed them. He's going to take care of all of their needs. This is going to be a wonderful time with Christ reigning. But those of us who took our responsibility seriously during the church age, he's going to let us watch over these people. You don't ever know. He may call me a pastor during the millennial time and say, hey, watch over 100 people. Watch over 200 people. Make sure their needs are met. I don't know what it would be like. I'm just saying, I'm going to be in charge of something during that 1,000 years. Is that anyway halfway clear? Say amen. Now again, that's fairly deep, but that's the truth. That's what's going to happen. Now, this is what the millennial part of it is. Okay? That's what it's all about. Is we going to be reigned under Christ for 1,000 years. That's a long time. A long time. And we're not going to have to work. I don't think we're going to have to work. I don't know exactly what's going to happen during that time, but you're going to have to worry about money. You're going to have to worry about paying your bills. You're going to have to worry about getting laid off. Does that sound good to you? You're going to have to worry about health. And those of us that's in our new spiritual bodies, I can't imagine what a good time that's going to be. What a great time that's going to be. To get to enjoy this planet under the reign of Christ. What that's going to be like. Only for those who believe in Jesus Christ. Only those who accept Jesus Christ. Only those who know him when the trumpet sounds or when you take that last breath. This is going to be 1,000 years. Now, the flip side of this is to understand the people who didn't know Jesus. While we're having a good time for 1,000 years, they're just beginning to know what hell's going on. Now, can you imagine what 1,000 years of having a good time would be like, or what 1,000 years of hell's going to be like? Why? Why in the world would people somehow or another not understand the choices in life that you have? I don't understand that. And believe me, I'm not the smartest person on the planet. But I guarantee you I can figure this out. Do I want to be with Christ for eternity, someone who loves me, or be with somebody that wants to see me suffer and can't stand the ground I stand on? You know, if you around people, family, friends, you know who loves you and who don't you? Huh? Aren't you smart enough to figure that out? Huh? You know who loves you? You know you got that aunt you can't stand? You got that uncle that's nuts? You got some in-laws that are out of this planet? I mean, we all got that. We all know that. We're smart enough to understand that. And yet somehow or another, we can't seem to figure out the difference between Christ and Satan. Believe me, there's a big difference. And if you can't figure it out in this lifetime, I promise you, you're going to feel sorry that you didn't figure it out in this lifetime. Because the difference between eternity and hell and eternity with Jesus is as different as day and night. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Larry, I think I may have already answered this second question, but we're going to go on and go to it. When will the millennium take place? Now, I've answered this, but let me walk you through it one more time, because this is important to know, folks, because some people seem to think that right now, and believe me, there are some religions that think right now we're in this millennial period. Who in the world have heard of that? Look at all the evil in this world. Now, do you think that Jesus is ruling this earth right now? I don't think so. And again, I'm not the smartest person in the, and I'm not the, as my dad said, I'm not the smartest duck on the pond. But at least I'm on the pond. Okay? I mean, who ever heard of that? Well, of course we're not in the millennial. yet. I mean, this world is crazy, and it's getting crazier by the moment, because the Bible said it would get that way. It's getting more and more evil by the minute. And the Bible tells us in so many different places what to watch for. I've told you this till I'm blue in the face. Watch the Middle East. That's where you need to be watching, because that's where between now and until the trumpet sounds, that's where the trouble is going to be. It's all gathering in that part of the world. Understand that. Understand that. So we understand, when is the millennial going to take place? We have, first of all, the church age. Again, I repeat that again. I know I'm beating you over the head with this. Believe me, there are people that are confused about this. Especially if you're watching me, man, that it's the church age because we come to church. See, during the millennial times, they didn't have to go to church about it. We're done there. We come to worship God. We get to worship Him. If there is a clock, which I can't imagine there is a clock, but if there's a clock in heaven, we get to, we're in church 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now we're here for an hour and stuff to get here on time and stuff to get here when the doors is open. Up there, we're going to be there all the time. So this is the church age because we attend church. That's what we do. We come to attend church, we worship. So we call this the church age. But after this comes, of course, we know the rapture of the church, and the church leaves because you and I are the church. Not this building. This building's a location. This building's an address. I'm going to leave this building behind. I feel sorry for the building, but I'm going to leave it behind. Okay? You're going to leave it behind. All right? We ain't going to worry about the yard no more, Dale. We're going to leave it behind.
I
know it. But maybe we'll let you cut grass up there in heaven. I don't know. Dale and I'll be on John Deere tractors cutting grass up there. But hey, we're not going to have to worry about it no more. Because this is just an address. You and I are the church. We are the church. We represent the church. You take us out of here, we got a building. The bank comes and gets it, or the real estate people come and put it up for sale. But you and I are the church. So at the rapture of the church, that simply means we leave this planet. And believe me, we are physically going to leave this planet. And let me tell you something, we have to physically leave this planet because all hell's getting ready to break loose on this planet. So I don't want to be, it's like, you know, if someone's in a bad mood, you don't want to be around them, do you? When Jesus gets through this planet, I don't want to be on here. Now I know, as I said, there will be some that will survive it because they're His people. They've accepted Jesus during the tribulation period. But you don't want to be around here during this battle of Armageddon. You don't want nothing to do with this. You don't want nothing to do with the Antichrist because this is one mean sucker. Alright? So, then we have this battle of Armageddon. And this is the second coming of Jesus Christ because Jesus comes back with His army on white horses. I don't know if you saw on Facebook, Monica and I celebrated Friday night 38 years of marriage. We go down to, we got a gift certificate that a friend of ours gave us, Jeff Rubens. Thank God for the gift certificates. Went down there and had this marvelous, fantastic meal. As we're walking out, right in front there of Jess Ruby's and the Gold House, as they've got carriage rides. Monica and I have never been on a carriage ride. Monica looks at the carriage and looks at this beautiful white horse. And she says, Roger, let's take it. I said, Monica, look how old that horse is. Honey, it'll take you, but I don't know if it's going to be able to take me or not. She said, well, let's give it a try. And it's one of those Cinderella type carriages. Listen, I know how to do romance. Come on, baby. That's right. And then the man told me how much it was, and I said, oh, we ain't doing that thing. We ain't going to do that kind of stuff. We took this beautiful ride all up and down through downtown Louisville, like But it took an hour because this poor old horse was pulling me along. But I mean, it was just a sweet, and this was a beautiful old white horse. And I couldn't help but think, hey, one day we're coming on a white horse. We're coming back. The army of God's people, that's us, are coming back because we're going to spend 1,000 years on this planet when Jesus cleans it up. See, he's got to clean it up first. It's like when you know you got company coming. Don't you like to clean your house before company comes? I mean, Lord knows you don't want somebody to show up and their house is dirty. I mean, it don't make no difference. If you know you got company coming, you got to clean it up a little bit. Well, that's what Jesus is doing. He's got company coming home, so he's going to clean it up a little bit before the company comes. You get the picture? And that's what the Battle of Armageddon is. He's just going to clean it up. And then once it's clean, he's going to say, come on, guys, enjoy the next 1,000 years. Do you get the picture? I'm trying to make it, I know this is a little deep to me, but I'm trying to make it as clear as I can. What a time this is going to be. Now, next week, we're going to answer over the next week or two this very, very question that people are so confused about. It says that he bound Satan for 1,000 years. He's going to let him go one more time. Why on this planet would Jesus let him out one more time? It's a big question. We're going to answer that in the next couple of weeks. But he will be loosed one more time. But 1,000 years of absolute perfection, because Jesus is the boss. He's running things. We haven't even got to the new Jerusalem. Haven't even got to all that that's going to take place after this 1,000 years. Then we get into the real heaven when the capital comes down on this planet. All that's ahead. Simply because there was a man called Jesus who died for you and loved you and wants the very best for you. Believe me, it's not going to get any better than this 1,000-year reign nor this new capital city that's coming. It's all been built for you and I because of his love and amazing grace. It doesn't get any better than that. You see it? Can you picture it in your mind? When you're having a bad day, when things don't seem to be going right, understand, a day is coming, folks, when we're not going to have to worry about anything. And now we've got to worry about everything. From the time we wake up, we're worried about something. Okay? There will be no more worries. The day is coming. But until then, we have one job to do, and that's to live for Jesus every day. Work for him, be faithful to him, and do our best to be in his church, to use our talents, to give of our money, to keep the church doors open. This is what we do. This is how we do it. Because the Lord hasn't come yet, but I do believe the trumpet's in his hands. But until then, we have a job to do on this planet. If you get it, say amen. Amen. The Lord have a blessing. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, what a privilege to be in your house. Father, we are few in number, but Father, we are big in spirit. And Father, we just pray that you'll watch over our church. Father, we pray that what we teach, Father, about your second coming, about the rapture of the church, about the millennium, that Father, this is stuff that we can all look forward to. But until that day comes, we are to be faithful to you. Father, we are to be faithful to church. Father, we pray for those who are not here today for whatever reason. The excuses can mount up, but Father, it doesn't matter. God's people need to be in God's house. We pray, Father, for a safe return of our people. Father, again, we're thankful for your spirit in this place. We're thankful for your amazing grace. To those watching by internet today, Father, may they truly understand how important it is to get their lives in order, to get their families in order, because Jesus is coming. The trumpet is in his hand. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. We've got people that are not ready. We've got people that need to get ready. Father, may something be said that will stir our hearts to get ready for the return of Jesus. Father, again, we're thankful for all that you do. Bless this invitation time. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, Stephanie.